Some questions have been with humanity for as long as time itself. Why are we here? What happens when we die? Is there intelligent life on other planets? Important, meaningful questions that deepen our understanding of the human condition. And some questions are completely pointless, dependent on emotions, and silly. How many ice cubes is the perfect amount for a soda? Does triple cheeseburger mean three patties or three different types of cheeses? Does the staircase go up or down? Unimportant, meaningless questions that don't really add anything. Join us as we seek the answers to the second type of questions. This is a show that will leave you wondering, who asked?
Who asked?
Okay. Welcome back to Who Asked, episode whatever. We have two special guests on the podcast today, and we're going to go around and reintroduce ourselves to kind of give you a bit of context of who everybody is. So, to start off, as usual, my name is Sophia.
I'm Finley.
I'm Ethan.
Avani.
I'm Alex.
And I'm Michael.
So, yeah, our topic for today, in light of the holiday season, is what are we not thankful for? So, does anybody want to start us off?
I could make a really bad joke, but that would probably ruin any reputation I would have had.
Bigotry, but I don't know if we should get into that.
Before we start about what we're not thankful for, I just want to say I'm very thankful for Alex's jokes. I just want to say.
Yeah.
So thank you, Alex.
Now make the joke.
So I want you to go ahead and say what you're going to say.
Now make a joke, Alex.
You know what I'm not thankful for? Woman.
That was a good one. That was a good one.
Oh, yes. One of his classics.
Insert sandwich joke here.
Woman.
Woman.
Dan TM. Another rewind. Dan TM sandwich. Go make me a sandwich.
Now go make me a sandwich.
God, I hate those. I hate sandwich jokes so much.
They're so
cringe.
One of the jokes ever.
But it's funny because it's from Dan TM. Like, he's like, like, you know him for being like so nice. Then he's like, now go make me a sandwich.
Which is what I'm not thankful for, because, you know, I just said bigotry, and sexism is a type of bigotry.
True.
It all ties in, guys. It all ties in.
See, the lore is connected.
I'd say what I'm not thankful for is when...
Lore.
I just blinded myself. Jesus Christ. What I'm not thankful for is maybe, like, people forcing, like, holiday happiness on me. Do you know what I mean? Like, I go over to my grandma's house, and if I'm in a bad mood, that is not going to fly at her house. Like, mm-hmm. I need to be happy decorating cookies and singing Christmas songs, or else I'm going to get, like...
Finland.
You just turned the lights off and on.
All right. For anyone listeners, just close your eyes. That's what just happened.
Yeah, make sure you blink.
Oh, wait, what'd you say again?
Forced... Happiness.
Well, if it's like one of those retail workers, then it's not their fault because they're also having the happiness forced on them.
They're forced to
have a very merry day. You know what? That's what I'm gonna do when I become
like
retail worker.
But then again, it's like part of their job. Like,
yeah, exactly. That's why I'm saying it's not their fault.
They get paid to torture people. Yeah.
That is true. But like, money is money. I don't know.
True.
Listen, those CEOs are just coming up with anything to fire someone. That's my take.
Gotta lay
Alex's
off everyone.
Take. People are going to get fired.
They just want a reason. If you're not saying happy holidays, then they're going to fire you just because they want to.
No and you know
job.
What? You deserve it.
What I'm also not grateful for, getting fired / layoffs.
Ooh, yeah.
Those suck.
I'm not employed.
I don't have a job, but I'm not looking forward to it.
I'm not thankful for political ads. Those are so annoying.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Even if they're left or right, like... If I'm trying to watch YouTube and I get 2 15-second unskippable political ads, my name's this and I hate America, but you should vote for me. I don't care.
Yeah, I remember getting like visibly grossed out when I saw an ad and it was like, abortions do not belong in our country.
Listen
and I was like, what the heck?
Like, and especially when the videos are like absolutely not related to of that in any way.
They never are. Yeah. I was and watching like, cooking channel and I got that. I was like, okay.
Well, I'll open up a fun like gaming video. It's like, get an ad. It's like, I think women should not exist.
I say we kill all the women in this country and just have men and babies.
And also, I think I should be legally allowed to marry
the babies?
My own.
If there's no women.
You just say your
the
daughter?
God.
Maybe we're all the problem.
Maybe humanity was the real issue all along.
Let's just like go back to we should be the only ones left on Earth.
Just us. What do we do with all the bees?
But then who would watch our podcast?
What about the bees?
Oh my gosh.
Birds, get rid of the bees.
Bee movie. Thoughts on the Bee movie?
Thinking Bee.
Actually, kind of super amazing. I like the Bee movie.
I thought
a lot.
It was okay on my first watch.
Not as good
Black
as
Black and Yellow.
Not
that's a good
Shrek
movie.
Shrek is a really good
Shrek
movie.
Shrek is love. Shrek is life. But true. Bee movie, seriously?
Yeah, like, seriously. I love
it's
the
a solid
it is
B-tier.
So inaccurate. Ooh, I am not thankful for the Bee movie.
I'm super thankful for the Bee movie.
It sucks.
I am not thankful for the Bee movie.
I like the Bee movie. Mainly because it has Jerry Seinfeld, but that's only the real reason. But
is he the guy that goes, "What?"
No.
He's the guy
from
Seinfeld.
I like the
Seinfeld.
Bee movie because I think it's so dumb it's good, but then again, yeah, he's the guy from Seinfeld because he's Jerry Seinfeld.
Oh, okay, that's okay. That's okay. That is so dumb it's good. I thought you unironically liked it.
Oh, no. Another movie that I really like. Ironically, but mainly because I watch it with my sister, it's High School Musical 2.
High School Musical 2.
Not one.
I love singing songs
not
in
one
the hallways.
And three, High School Musical 2. I've seen all of them, but like the second one is the best one.
Okay.
Finley, you don't look cool.
What are you doing?
I kind of hate
narrate
how the
what you are doing to the
sending
audience.
Sending a snap.
Oh my god!
I kind of hate
send
how
your snaps. Can I send your snaps?
Yeah.
Guys,
I kind of hate
conversation
how,
going.
How that joke of like. Oh, haha, Morbius is like the best movie ever. It's still going because I just hate that. It's getting so old and stale.
Why?
And
it's one of the movies ever. It's one of the movies of
time. I like the part where Alex goes, "It's Alex time," and proceeds to Alex all over the place.
Okay,
that's my favorite part.
Thanks for bringing the humor back to my soul. You've really brought in the Thanksgiving spirit.
Alex time. Time
you
for
saved
Alex time.
Yeah.
Okay, but what was it again? But, like, I actually tried to watch it one time, and I was like, this is so bad. Because I got one of those, what is it again? Like, those things where it's like, oh, haha, here's the entire thing of Morbius. Go enjoy. And, like, I tried to watch it, and I was like, I hate this.
What's Morbius?
The entire
I've never watched.
Wait, the ad is the entire Morbius movie?
No, Lego Movie. Well, I had that happen where it's like, this is for Lego Movie 2. We're going to give you the entire Lego Movie for free because, I mean, who's troll gonna moment.
Troll. Lego Movie's a good movie.
I love Lego Movie.
I've never watched the second Lego Movie.
It's all right.
Is there
I have yet to
wait,
do that.
There's
yeah, there
a
is a
Lego
second
movie.
I'm not grateful for the.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I am not grateful for the second Lego Movie. It was mid.
Is it bad? Aww. When did it come out?
A couple years ago, I think.
2020. Yeah, I'm pretty sure because it wasn't 2019. And it wasn't. It might have been 2021. I don't know.
I don't think it was 2021.
I think it was later than that.
I think it was earlier than 2020. No,
I feel like it
no,
was.
No, it wasn't.
But it might have just.
It came out during COVID. I'm pretty sure.
Then I thought everyone would have been making the joke like, "Oh, haha! They predicted 2020, or it's not 2020." It's the apocalypse part is actually real life. Ha.
Apocalypse.
Actually, a Lego movie is a fictional world. That was a bad joke.
No way.
If you don't like the Lego movie, why are you alive?
Wow. Lego movie's good. That's Lego
no,
good.
Speaking of Legos, one of my brother's friends stole my golden ninja, Lego Ninjago, when I was in third grade, and I never forgave him.
Has anyone heard of what's it called? Lego Masters. The fact.
Oh
that,
yeah, that's yeah. like a game show,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, they built.
My brother watches.
Oh,
it.
They build stuff. My sister and mom watch it a lot, and I heard that they made some very bad choices this past season.
What did they
what
do?
What do you mean? Like, I watched one episode, and I kind of thought it was like boring.
I didn't like.
I thought
did they have
basically
oh, wait, no,
the basically they. They kicked people off the show they shouldn't have kicked off. They kept people on. They brought on two people on the show in the middle of the season. Like, what? Why would you do that?
I thought it was going to be like, all right, guys, today you guys are going to build Auschwitz.
What?
What?
I thought that would be a joke. So that means you can
send. I just thought it was going to be that level of bad.
It
I was
is
like,
historical though.
Yeah,
like,
it's historical.
Okay. Hear me out.
I got to go to
so
extreme.
So my little sister, off the topic of Auschwitz, My little sister in the okay, she just graduated fifth grade and she's going into sixth grade this year. And when I was in the fifth grade, we spent what was it, Finley? Like 3 months learning about World War II and specifically the Holocaust.
Yeah.
My fifth grade class could like tell you every little detail about that war. We read like first point of view novels. We read like we got bread that they used to broke. Our teacher invited in like a relative of somebody that like.
Did we have the same teacher?
What school did you go to?
CZ Mason.
We didn't do that. I did not know World War II existed.
Yeah. I went to Winkland.
I just knew it was World War II. I didn't know anything about it.
I don't think I learned that until like eighth grade.
Yeah, it was specifically my teacher. And so I asked my little sister, I was like, oh, did you guys do your World War II unit yet? And she went, yeah, we like talked about it along with like World War I and like the Cold War and all the other stuff. I'm like, y'all didn't like go super in depth and do like almost like an analysis? She goes, no. We spent 3 months on that topic. Yeah. Me and our class, like, we read like a whole book. It was like class assignments. You had to participate. It was crazy. I thought it was interesting, but like,
yeah, cool. If you aren't okay, if the reason they aren't going in depth into it is because the children shouldn't be able, they're too innocent to witness it. What about the people that were there during
that
the time?
Are children, yeah.
And like, they don't even do that unit later. You know, like they don't go that in depth later. So what about when they actually are like?
That's why I was so like surprised that my little sister didn't do it, because that's when I thought we went super in depth was fifth grade, and no, it was just like a my teacher thing. It was super educational.
Censoring
like,
things for children sometimes could be like why do that? Because like if you're like not telling people certain things about history because oh they're children like Christopher Columbus was actually a really terrible person.
Oh yeah, kind of super awful.
Yeah.
Like I didn't know about that until like I was told and I was like by someone else I was like oh.
Yikes.
Why did we idolize him when we were younger? What the heck?
I have an answer to that question, actually. Basically, it was Italian immigrants. They were really discriminated against, so they made up, like, basically a hero. I think that's true anyway. Like, they said Christopher Columbus was a hero, and then we started teaching that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it was unfortunate.
He did just kind of go there and then, you know.
Slaughtered a lot of people, yep.
Which is like, how is that good? And we're like, yeah, America. And then we're like, wait, what about, like, you know, the millions of people that no longer exist?
It was a bad omen.
And this is kind of taught that, though. Like, I was never taught by my teacher that Christopher Columbus was a bad person. It was my father who read me a separate history book about, like, the history of America. And it's like, Christopher Columbus landed on the thing and da-da-da-da-da, did all this to all these women and da-da-da-da-da. And I was like, hold up a sec. Because he's idolized. We have Christopher Columbus Day. Like
why do we have Columbus Day?
It's slowly changing over to Indigenous Peoples Day, I think.
That is true. But it says both on my calendar now.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
Which is cool. Like, I like that. At least we don't get school, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, this is kind of on the topic of Thanksgiving, though. Kind of. Sort of.
Because it's related to, like, America and stuff like that.
Oh, my God.
And Thanksgiving.
Do you guys actually like Thanksgiving as a holiday? Like, I think it's because
it's around my birthday, and with the dinner, after the dinner, I usually get my cake.
That's true.
So
yeah,
I've
realized that the only reason I really like it at all is just because I get to go with family and eat, and it's like nice.
Yeah, I don't really even like Thanksgiving food. Like, I don't care for it. I'd much rather go get, like, Mexican food from Chewy's than
turkey.
Yeah,
me too. I don't like Thanksgiving food that much. I mean, I like apple pie. That's about it.
Yeah, I like having some pie.
Turkey is such a bad food to eat. It's like it's so dry. It's like you have a million other meats you can eat, and it's like, why turkey? Yeah,
hey, Michael, try putting gravy on it. That'd make it less.
Yeah, gravy makes it delicious.
Gravy is the savior of Thanksgiving.
I never tried gravy,
but everything else,
because I thought the texture wouldn't. I wouldn't like the texture.
It's just sauce.
Well, we covered in last episode that I don't like the sauces that much.
Oh, that is very true.
That makes me,
That's
just
guys, the conversation's running dry.
Quick.
So Finley. The World Cup.
No.
Oh, yeah.
While we're doing this podcast, I'm sitting here watching the FIFA World Cup, USA versus Iran.
Oh, my
Iran.
God.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, hoping USA wins. Whoever thinks different, I disagree.
I don't care about sports. Hey, that opens the gateway to. Wait, sorry.
I was watching the Netherlands versus Qatar. Qatar sucks.
I don't care about soccer.
But neither do I. But this is fun to watch.
Everybody's talking about it, though.
Does anyone here care about soccer? Be honest.
Nope. Not really.
Not really. But like everybody in my teacher last class like shamed us all for not caring.
It's just.
I mean, the only thing I care about is like people are like they have the World Cup in Qatar and Qatar's done.
We talked a lot about that in economics this morning. Kind of, the bribery is kind of stupid in my opinion. Like you're gonna kill 6,500 people
for what?
For profit?
No, for like.
Whoa, really?
To keep the money. Well, you don't have to spend money on taking care of people.
Basically, labor.
Yeah.
Okay, wow.
You just make them do the work. You don't give them – like, think about how much air conditioning costs. If you want to be – if you don't care about people and you're like, oh, I just want to save money and still have the work be done.
Oh, no. I got to stop myself from making this joke, but for air conditioning, they have people inside of them blowing the air out.
What? It didn't work. I'm cutting the joke.
Hey, cut the joke. Cut the joke, please. Cut it.
Okay.
Talk about our hot takes.
All right, here's my hot take.
I like hot food.
Spicy food is pretty all right.
Here's my hot take. The sun
is let's go around. What's your favorite spicy food?
My favorite spicy food is hot Cheetos.
Really?
If somebody I got to say, if someone genuinely like their favorite spicy food is the one chip challenge or whatever, they're like what? Okay, I was.
No,
about
that's
to,
what
why
I'm
do
saying.
You
people,
hate yourself?
People do the one chip challenge for the hype. It's not even that they like it; they do it for the hype, and that's why the companies keep making it spicier and spicier.
Like, they don't have any taste buds.
People like to see people suffer.
Oh yeah, that is.
It is.
Oh, remember Ice Bucket Challenge on the opposite end of the spectrum?
Yeah, Ice Bucket Challenge was a thing for a while. Yeah. And
I did that. For
then
a
there's
while.
Milk.
How long did that go on for?
At least that's not good. Long. At least that like was nice because I think it was like for charity or something.
What was it like
was,
a year
yeah,
that it
true.
Went on for?
Nobody's doing the one chip challenge for charity.
They're just doing it because
TikTok
they want views. They're literally the opposites. One of them's for. It's not about my personal gain. It's about helping other people. The other one is, it's for my personal gain.
Personal
Screw
gain.
Other
guys,
people.
Guys, can you please, yes, it actually is a charity. Guys, can you please donate some likes?
yeah.
To me.
Yeah, my dad goes hunting every second weekend in November, and he brought home a deer, and we found out we're getting 86 pounds of sausage now. So we get jalapenos and cheese put into it. So it's very, very spicy. I will bring some to school one day for y'all to try.
I always wanted to try deer.
Deer is good.
Oh, deer is good.
I like deer. I like,
I'm just hungry.
I like deer tacos, but my deer dad tacos. Got this bougie meat from Hawaii because in one of the Hawaiian – yeah, literally, it cost a ton. One of these Hawaiian islands is – why do you keep doing that?
I don't know.
One of the Hawaiian islands is like overpopulated with deer that aren't supposed to be there. What's it called when a species –
invasive species.
Yeah. The deer there is an invasive species, so they're like having to kill them, so they don't know what to do with all the deer meat. So they like started selling it. My
just
dad bought
just give
it
to me. I love deer meat.
Fish.
What?
That was 3 years ago. It tasted like fish. Oh. It was super weird because I like deer meat, like especially if it's like in fajitas. It's good.
Well, you live right around the corner from me, so I can just walk over to your house and just drop it off at your porch.
You know what?
Just,
I wish
here, take some.
My dad would love that. Actually.
We should just replace turkey with deer.
Who brought this, Finley?
That would be good.
Wait, I don't know how to cook a deer.
I don't know either, but that would be
deer?
So. Maybe if
how do you cook deer sausage, or how do you get like the sausage?
Like if instead of cooking a turkey, because you know how we eat turkey, we just display it and we cut off pieces. Like how would we do that with a deer?
The thing is, first of all, turkey is not that good. Second of all, deer is good. And we could. It wouldn't be farms or anything, but there is an overpopulation of deer, like you said,
mm-hmm.
on a lot of places, actually.
I mean, you drive down Lago Vista, and there's like 50 of them just chilling in a golf-like area.
A deer
my mind was – oh, sorry.
A deer gave birth on my friend's porch once.
What?
Wow. Imagine getting home, and there's just like babies.
The likelihood of that, just to see that.
It's crazy.
They called animal control, and they said just leave it. It'll walk away in a little bit.
Let it do its thing. Continue.
Nature.
I think the last time I saw an animal give birth was at SeaWorld, and I saw a dolphin give birth in the middle of a show.
Ew.
It was quite a scene.
It's doing a trick, and then a baby just comes out.
Yeah, I know.
The baby is a part of the
That's pretty
trick.
Much what happened.
Oh, no.
just did a trick, hit the ground. Next thing you know, blood everywhere. I thought it died.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Imagine how
But
like,
no, out popped up. and I was like, wow. The trainer was like, look at that. A rare opportunity for y'all to see a baby being born.
What does the newborn dolphin look like?
A dolphin.
Newborn babies look ugly.
I know, right?
Hot take. They're like purple and
like newborn babies or like animals.
Newborn babies are also
no, like,
very gross.
Like dolphins, like they're just tiny.
Babies
like,
are born with big head mode on.
You know what? I think newborn puppies are kind of cute, though.
Yeah, but those are puppies. I'm talking about. Yeah.
Puppies are cute when they're born.
That's true.
They're always cute.
I don't think Ethan has said one word on this podcast.
I've said two words.
Okay.
What are you doing? I googled
baby dolphin, and it's a dolphin with a bite out of the side of it.
Since this is an audio podcast,
that's a
disturbing
photo.
I think you should Google newborn dolphin, because that's what you just Google.
I did, and I found, don't Google newborn dolphin. You will find images of dead baby dolphins.
I'm going to describe it in detail for all our viewers.
No.
So it was like a little dolphin, but it was kind of like really little.
Chomp.
Yeah, like imagine a dolphin, but like little.
A little
there was
dolphin.
No blood, at least, on the image.
No blood. And then there's like a huge piece of it just gone.
Yeah. Ew.
And it's the whole, the rest of it, just the backside just did not exist.
Yes. Ew.
It was a very sad image.
I didn't see the image, thank God.
But there's no blood. It's just, you know.
Strangely, which is like.
What?
A little icky.
What were you going to say, Alex?
Okay. So the second death on our podcast, well, it's kind of just dying right now.
Oh, God.
Twitter.
Oh,
we're gonna talk about that.
I'm not thankful for Twitter. I honestly, I don't have Twitter as like something I use.
I have Twitter.
All I've
heard
is just all the news stories.
I have Twitter. I just don't use it a lot. I'll get a bunch of notifications for it for sports and everything, and I'll look at it for 2 seconds. But I never ever post anything.
It goes on.
What's the point?
Oh, yeah. Sorry. It goes on and off my phone every like sometimes it's on my phone. And then I'll delete it, then I'll download it again to find, to look at billionaires' opinions, which are garbage, by the way.
I was, like, thinking of, maybe I should join Twitter. And then as soon as I said that Elon Musk bought it, and then I was like, okay, yeah, I'm never going on this place.
I honestly think Twitter's going to die, which is crazy because I feel like Twitter's been around forever.
2006.
I was about to say, one of my friends said that he thinks Minecraft is going to be one of the last games ever played. And
I agree.
I started thinking about it, but I was like, at some point, Mojang has to stop having updates.
Mm-hmm. That is true.
And then it's up to the content creators to keep the game going, but that can't last forever. It's going to
have
like
to all,
end.
That's going to be all ending in the next like 3
Actually,
years. All
these
games
things that have been around for decades
up.
Have to leave.
Some of you guys were born in 2006, right?
Yeah.
No.
Me.
Hang on.
Well, now.
When did...
Oh, 05.
I got to look up when Twitter came out.
06.
Avani's 04.
We're
just
going
to die before 18. I get...
And what year were you?
Oh, yeah.
That was a bad joke.
I just turned 18. 2004. Happy birthday to me. All
right.
You're 18?
I am 18.
Hey, and was
Ethan's
anyone
18.
Born past
I'm an old
March
man.
26th?
I'm the third oldest.
21st. Was anybody born past March 21st in 2006?
No,
I was born February 13th. Y'all remember that?
I was born after that.
Wait,
dang,
no, I'm not.
Because
then I would know. I would be so
like
small.
2011.
That was like I think it was 2009.
When did Twitter come out?
I bet to say yes. I'm younger
March
than Twitter.
March 21st, 2006.
So I'm older. I'm older than Twitter by a month.
I'm older than Twitter too.
I'm younger than Twitter.
Twitter too.
Younger than Twitter, imagine.
Imagine.
What a loser.
You're born in
2005.
Yeah, best year.
I'm kind of scared. I'm getting.
You don't hear. You hear like people say like I was born in like, 07 or like 2009.
Who was
like
born in 2007. Those people aren't real.
Yeah,
I know.
Who are high school?
Wait, am I
believe
the only
that?
Senior here or no?
School.
And the youngest people are 2008.
I feel like they should all
school?
Be small.
Yeah, at
the
school.
I'm
friends with people that were born in 2008, and I'm like,
if someone said they were born in 2008, I would run away.
Hey, so
2008 are like sixth graders. Like, no way.
Am I the only senior here, or is there one more?
Is Ethan not a senior?
I am a senior.
Ethan is a senior.
Class of 2023.
Everyone else is juniors.
When y'all were getting like bullied on TikTok whenever it first was a thing, and y'all were freshmen.
Well, wait, what?
The class of 2023 got like bullied ruthlessly on
why
TikTok.
Why did we get? Why? I don't
just
remember
your class
seeing...
of 2023. That's like the only thing I used to see.
Well, I'm happy that we'll have a normal graduation. Knock on wood.
Boom.
Yeah.
Lucky.
Unlike
still don't.
I get a normal graduation too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we all do.
Quit.
I want to talk about this class, but also like I don't want to like put out say anyone, but like,
just talk about the class.
Yeah.
I don't like my computer science class. It is. It's not fun.
I heard computer science is rough. I heard it's an easy AP, but I heard it's, like, rough.
My sister is, like, the only girl in her computer science class, I think. She told me that.
I'm pretty sure computer science is the most popular degree because my cousin, who is, like a smart person and got really good grades in high school, he couldn't get into UT with majoring in computer science because it's just so popular.
Okay, can I talk about, like, the teacher?
Sure. Just call them teacher. And don't even specify gender.
Okay, the teacher, like, they're saying, like, really strict. Like, you can't have your phones out at all. If you're going on any tabs that aren't exactly what you're supposed to be doing a project on, he goes, is that really what you're supposed to be doing right now? And, like, they're, like, constantly watching over you. And, like, I don't like it.
What do you even do in that class? Like,
what,
with this
wait,
class,
what class
we,
is it?
We,
computer science, AP.
With this class,
boring.
We film and produce stuff. With science, you take tests and you learn more about science. With math, you do math. What do you do in computer science?
In computer science, you just, like, make programs, but if you make it exactly how he tells you to, he goes, no, do something more original. Can't copy me. And
wow.
So you...
What do you program?
Websites. That's all it is.
Oh. That's... That sounds Ooh. Sad.
Have you
taken
the AP test
cool and
test
boring
yet?
At the same
yeah,
time.
I was told the AP
don't...
test is like weirdly easy, but I don't even know how you take an AP test for computer science.
I don't...
It's all on paper.
Oh. I don't
it's
think...
Just, I, from what I was told, it's just logic.
I don't think I would be able to handle that class because I, for some reason, I can't get off my phone. I don't know, bad senioritis maybe.
Yeah. Even before class, like if you're... before class, I don't think rules would apply, but... He goes, are you on your phone before class? You know, you're in my classroom. My rules apply. Okay, I was going to make it up that last bit, but you can't have your phones out before class.
They're taking a picture.
I'm not in
I was
it.
Take
no.
a selfie,
yeah,
but I can't
say,
get everybody in it.
Yeah, I started learning more about, like, the basics of computer science.
Yeah, it's good.
And then
kinda...
I was like, but, like, then I realized, like, where that knowledge, like, I was learning about, like, logic gates and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, if I want to take the computer science class, that's just coding and stuff. And it's, like, not... It's just not as interesting.
Yeah, it's kind of something I want to do, like, maybe at home on my own time.
I
but...
was going to say, yeah, like, that's something that a lot of my friends do in their free time, but I don't know if
as
I'd
a
ever
class,
take a class
it's
in it.
Rough.
The majority
that's
of,
how I felt about choir. Like, I like singing in my free time and, like, singing when the radio's on, but I don't think I'd want to grade behind
that's
me.
How I felt when, about oh, band well, also. Like, I didn't like having to, like, you have to practice for this certain amount of time.
Oh, it's,
have,
yeah, it's really strict.
Yeah, I didn't want to do that. I just wanted to, like, just have fun making, like, trying to play around with instruments and stuff.
Yeah, I want to bring my sax, my saxophone in here and then just play.
I'm not a huge fan of physics. That's
I have a synthesizer,
like.
But that's
not,
all I really have.
I hate physics
I'm not
going to
say the teacher.
I like
I,
thinking
I
ne- about
I sit
physics,
next to someone who is very smart, so, you know, let's just say during tests.
Me, are you
I'm
saying
like,
you cheated?
Absolutely.
Does
oh.
anyone
this is,
know?
That's how I know.
I don't think I've ever had a cool teacher. My English teacher this year is pretty cool, and Mr. Dirks is cool.
Yeah.
But like,
oh, yeah, we have the... Yeah.
I'd like our English teacher. He's cool. He is super lax, and he also doesn't baby us. So he'll say, like, a curse word, and nobody will freak out because curse words aren't freaking out. But if my teacher accidentally said, like, one, like, little baby curse word, like... H-E-L-L, he'd like, I'm so sorry, class. I did not mean to say that to y'all. I really apologize.
That's awesome.
I like how we get into everyone's southern accents. If
no,
we're doing-
because we live in Texas and all my teachers, most of my teachers have southern accents, like without a fail.
I had a.
I just do it because I find it funny. And then I realize, oh, crap,
accent.
Wait, I'm in Texas.
The only accent
I'm,
I've done is a British accent.
I had
What's
a,
going on?
My eighth What's grade English teacher had a really thick accent.
I just like. I feel like people with accents are cool, but to a certain extent, it is offensive. So southern accents, I do without caring because I live in the South. So.
Yeah,
every
I can make
everyone
fun of
has
South
an
people
accent.
As much as I can because I am.
Everyone has an accent.
That is
true.
Yeah.
That's just how we talk.
Yeah, that's how when I was young, I accidentally sounded racist because I was like, I have a normal accent. Everyone else is straight accent. And I was like, oh god,
no, I talk normal. You talk funky.
And so now I'm like, oh, I have an American accent. Some people have like other accents. Even then, America has different accents. They have, like,
that's true. That's what's cool about America.
When I went to Scotland, when I went to Scotland, I was like, we weren't able to understand. We were barely able to understand anyone. Like in Britain, it was just we could understand people, but it was really hard. In Scotland.
They also have, different words, too.
I wonder what a voice,
a different vocabulary, and you have to,
braids or plaits. I wouldn't know that off the top of my head.
Anyone ever try to pronounce a French word with, a very American accent?
Oh, yeah, every single day in French class. He hates us. my French teacher, because, J-E is I in French, and it's je, but everybody goes...
Je suis Avani. Je? Mm-hmm. I am Avani. Je suis Avani. Mm.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Je suis Sophia.
Why are you...
Je m'able.
Why? It's not actually... The accent is actually the easiest part in French, though.
Nuh-uh. That's so difficult. I hate talking in a French accent.
For me, when I learn a language, an accent is kind of like... a part of the language sometimes.
It
helps, even when you're doing an accent, it almost helps, say the words easier. Because it's when you hear other people say it, you can, match it and be like, it sounds right.
My French teacher from my freshman and sophomore year, we were presenting for a project, and she's like, if you don't know the word in French, just say it in, a super French accent, and I'll give you a point.
I miss her.
I was like, okay, bet. La table.
I miss her so much.
She was really cool.
She's back in Quebec now.
Yeah,
Canada.
But our new French teacher actually teaches, which is nice, but also sucks because it turns out I don't know French.
Yeah, me. Oh. Yeah, I
can't. Because I'm in French 3 advanced, and so is everybody else in my class. And he, expects us to know French, and, none of us know French.
I wish the different Spanish teachers would, communicate between levels, because I always feel like the lower levels are way too relaxed, and then the top levels are way too strict. And
That's what it feels like. It's like I'm playing catch-up. I don't even know how to count all the way to 30 on my own in French, but he was, telling us to, do this. And he's like, wait, you don't even know the basics in French? We're like, no, we were never taught that. And he goes, how were you never taught that? And I was like... I wasn't the one writing it. We only had one French teacher, so she had to make up her own rules because nobody told her what to do.
Oh, what was I going to say? Sorry. I know how to count to 20.
Yeah. I know how to count to 9 really well because of that one Hamilton song.
I don't know how to count at all.
Good job. Not even in English.
I can't do that.
I like numbers. Numbers
I remember
are cool.
Finding it fun. I was like, oh numbers boy, I can count to as high as a number as I can think of. I can count to a million. I can count to a billion. I can count to a trillion. And I was like, wait, that's so boring. Who's
excited? I
remember
when I really realized that. I think the highest I got was embarrassingly high, and I just stopped.
Because you just realize that everyone can do it. And it's just and then you just stop because your brain just shuts off. Because I don't want to count anymore.
When I remember counting by threes in second grade, I'm like, wow, I'm so good at counting by threes. Oh, my gosh, I am on a roll.
I thought counting by fives was the coolest thing in the world.
Yeah.
I still count by fives when I'm doing math. I go, okay.
Counting
by fives is the easiest thing to me.
It is. Mm-hmm. Counting by twos is semi-easy. I always forget 14.
Let's count
number.
By 45s.
45, 90.
How could you even get to 90? I didn't even know.
45, 90.
I got to sit there and think for a little bit. I'm like, 90.
90 plus 4.
135.
180.
Okay.
That's not enough.
225.
Too much.
Why 45?
270.
Because it was an oddly specific number.
Okay, yeah.
What about
57?
Count by 27.
37.
Yeah, 37. Oh, crap.
37. Oh, figuring out that...
74.
You ever in Minecraft and you have a certain number of blocks and it's you think it's going to you're going to have that one block left over, and then you find out that it's evenly divisible by, the most ridiculous number, and you're
why? Why you do this?
I haven't played Minecraft in forever. Oh, my gosh.
I do it way too often.
What I want to do is I want to make a world, and I'm going to place all the... There was this one YouTuber who did all the digits of pi he knows, and I'm like, I want to do that. I also learned... I'm I'm like on 60 digits now.
Really? Memorized?
Okay, I'm counting up in binary. Ooh, that's something I just was proud of.
3.1415926.
That's as far as I know.
5, 8, 9, 7, 9, 3, 2, 3, 8, 4, 6. That's going to be really boring,
though. 4, 3, 3, 8, and then that's all I remember.
No. 3.1415926535897932384626433832795028841971. I think there was a 6 next.
Jesus Christ.
And I love how it's like a record and you think about when you're going to use it and it's always like round to 3.14 or always round to 3 or 4.
Oh yeah,
like,
just Pi Day in middle school. That's the only day I memorized it.
Mm-hmm. My hockey teammate decided when I was out with the concussion and I was not aware of what was going on, they made a bet with him that on how many digits of pi he could memorize, that's how many push-ups we would all have to do. And thankfully, he messed up and only got to 30. So it wasn't terrible. He's a huge nerd, by the way. It's really weird.
I used to be a
huge
nerd.
Don't tell him I said that, though.
Used to
I'm
going to
tell him you said that.
Okay. Do you want to know his name?
No, you can't.
Can't
no.
Say that
I'm just
podcast.
Kidding. I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
Also,
person.
I don't know him.
I remember, like,
I swear.
Somebody was like, don't worry, nowadays, mm-hmm. nerd is not that much of an insult. I'm like, okay, it still seems like an insult to me. I don't want to be called a nerd.
Hey,
nerd.
Did you read that English paper that we had to do? I thought that, okay.
Anti-intellectualism is high in our country.
Honestly, getting called a geek or nerd can be harmful.
Oh my god, I remember that one.
It was like he was projecting. Like, bro,
I remember
not
that. I was like,
it's not that deep.
I vaguely remember that. I was like, what?
Yeah,
the frick?
I was reading it. I was like, okay, cool. That's cool. Why is this relevant?
Yeah. So basically, he was saying
He said that we prioritize social things such as sports, and I was
that's what it was.
It's because sports makes money, bro. But we also
yeah.
people that are smart are important. Like he's acting like the people that are put in charge are like, well, some are idiots.
I
but
was,
like,
but
you know,
also
I
they're doing
remember,
their in- have jobs.
I always oh, I remembered
God, I
almost
made a really bad joke that would have ruined reputation online.
Oh, I remember.
Okay, I was about to say,
can I say something?
Yeah,
what do you think
I remember.
Get their money.
I remember thinking that does this person only watch Disney movies?
Yeah, like what?
Oh, crap.
It was like he got bullied whenever he was little, and then like he's just projecting now that he's a full on adult and he can blame people for his
also
misery.
The fact that it was like part of an English project.
Yeah, I tried
like
a thesis on it and a body, and I didn't get the thesis point because I thought this is stupid, but I wrote it. Stop trying to wrap me up. I'm trying to get
not
to
trying
22.
To wrap you up. I'm trying. Oh yeah. Well, I run down and go and get lunch.
Well, you can.
Yeah, my stomach did a little
flip.
You did a little. Where's the food? And then I was
okay. We can end now.
Okay.
I mean,
how many
minutes?
Time
is it? Oh,
39. Perfect. I'm good with the 39 minute podcast.
Okay.
It was the 25 that I wasn't okay with.
Yeah.
Okay.
This was a very random episode of the podcast with two guests that didn't talk very much because.
Ouch. Well, I don't know. I forgot
that's
Ethan
like,
was even here.
What?
I'm way too tired. I'm just going to take a nap.
I just completely zoned out.
Okay. We want to end the podcast like we usually do with an abrupt ending, or do we want to legit end?
Let's